Murders are down in New Orleans this year, bucking a national trend, but Louisiana's rate of firearm homicide is the highest in the country, and about 12% of the gun deaths in New Orleans have killed a child. Reporter Keith O'Brien has been looking into the aftermath of those homicides and has the story of one young boy in New Orleans.
Kennard Allen begins his days like most 11-year-old boys, with a mad scramble for the school bus. Today's problem? Missing drumsticks for band practice.
Kennard! You got it? What are you waiting for?
It's a scene that plays out in homes with children everywhere. The bus is coming, the homework is missing, the library books are due. And though he'd like to find those drumsticks, Kennard's just happy to be part of something normal, because the last 19 months have been anything but.
Would you mind, can you show me where you were shot? Can you show me where you got hit?
I got shot right here and in my neck. My leg and my neck.
Kennard was shot the first time in May 2012, on his 10th birthday, at his grandmother's house. There were balloons, presents, and then gunfire from an alleged gang member targeting someone else at the party. Kennard knew right away what was happening.
Because that's all you heard was shooting.
One bullet sliced through his calf. The other grazed his neck, barely missing his skull. And to get help, Kennard's mother, Tanya Allen, had to step over the dying body of his 5-year-old cousin, Brianna.
When I did get to the hospital, the only thing I remember, I was able to tell them, they asked me what was his name, when his birthday was. The only thing I was able to respond was today. Today, that's all, today.
Kennard recovered. But a few months later, his father was killed, stabbed. And then last May, at a popular Mother's Day parade, Kennard and his mom heard that sound again.
It was like a pop. Then you heard another pop, pop, pop. Everybody started running. I'm just saying, Kennard, just run. Run, Kennard, just run.
Once more, he'd be shot, grazed across the cheek. Another close call, 19 people wounded. But Kennard Allen was no longer just a victim. He was now a symbol of the toll of violence in American cities.
I mean, I wonder what goes through that young boy's mind. He must be really questioning what kind of existence this is for him.
Ronald Surpass is the superintendent of the New Orleans Police Department, and he's pleased with the progress his detectives have made this year, busting up street gangs with sweeping indictments.
It is making a difference. It's way too early to claim victory. The crowd goes wild. But these young men are watching this. There's no question in my mind about it. I think that's partially responsible for why we're seeing a reduction in murder this year, greater than we've seen in a very long time. And we're already into December now, and murders are down just under 20%.
Still, violence remains prevalent in New Orleans' poorest neighborhoods, and it's not just here. According to the most recent FBI statistics, homicides were up nearly 10% last year in American cities with populations between 500,000 and 1 million people. The bullets inevitably seem to find a child, and lately in New Orleans, there's been a spate of tragedies. An 11-year-old girl killed by stray gunfire in her home. A 1-year-old girl shot to death in her nanny's arms. And a 7-month-old boy shot in the head while riding in a car with the intended target, his father.
It's heart-wrenching, it's a tearjerker, and it happens every day.
Wanda Ballier is the supervisor of Louisiana's multi-systemic therapy program in New Orleans. She and her therapist help all sorts of kids, but their clients often have one thing in common, violence in or near the home.
They don't see hope. They don't see sunshine. They don't see bright colors. They don't see yellows and oranges and pinks and blues. They see browns, grays, blacks.
Children living in violent neighborhoods are prone to both depression and aggression, and they often struggle in school. But then, what child in these circumstances wouldn't be distracted? In recent months, Ballier has worked with a 16-year-old boy who's been shot multiple times.
He's healing, and we're supporting him and his family, and he is motivated to go back to school. He's motivated to beat the system, to be a success. He said, "Miss Ballier, I'm going to make my mom proud." And I said, "You've already made her proud."
As much as Kennard wants to be just a boy, just a fifth grader playing ball with his friends, he's had his problems too. He struggled in school last year. He misses his father. And then there were the fears, all too real, that someone was trying to kill him and might come finish the job.
It affected me because I was scared. I thought people were going to try to come get me or something. And I thought He was coming to my house and trying to come get me because they knew I was there and they see my address on the news.
Therapy has helped Kennard, and a new school this fall has helped too. Administrators at Samuel J. Green Charter School say Kennard's thriving. But he's also been luckier than most kids scarred by violence, thanks to the high-profile nature of the shootings that injured him.
I had two state representatives that reached out to me, actually, and told me that I should accept Kennard into our program, go try to find him, reach out to him. So I reached out to him 2 days later.
Vivian Sonny Lee III is the founder of Son of a Saint, a nonprofit mentoring program in New Orleans for boys with no fathers. He took Kennard in last spring, giving him positive male role models, structure in the form of weekly French lessons, and other activities. On a recent Saturday, Kennard and a few other boys gathered at Cascade Stables in New Orleans for an afternoon of horseback riding.
Let's go trot, guys. Tell him, Kennard, say trot.
Barbie Smith is the owner of the stables and has watched Kennard for months.
He's so much happier now, since Sonny. When he first came out here, he wouldn't talk to anybody, and he was real quiet. And now he's just a regular kid, which is really cool to see for us.
Today, Smith decides it's time for something new.
Kennard, you want to learn to canter? Want to learn to canter?
An instructor pulls Kennard and his horse Clipper aside, but the boy isn't so sure about cantering, a speed between a trot and a gallop.
Oh, it's scary.
It's okay. You can do it.
Okay.
Kennard hesitates at first in the saddle. Twice he almost has Clipper going, but he pulls back on the reins. Then, on the third try, he gets it.
There you go, buddy! Good! 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 Pull back a little. Yay, Kennard! Good for you!
For the rest of the afternoon, Kennard can't stop smiling. And there are other reasons to be happy. After the new year, Son of a Saint is flying him and seven other boys to Canada, Montreal, so they can practice the French they've been learning. Kennard's scared about his first airplane trip, but also excited to leave New Orleans, to see a new place, see the world from above. He wonders what it will feel like to fly. For NPR News, I'm Keith O'Brien in New Orleans.